Arriving in the seat for meditation. Coming into any posture that is conducive for stillness. Maybe a few deep breaths to reset from whatever activity we were just doing a moment ago. Maybe the torso rocks forward and back or side to side, finding the sense of the center of gravity. Stillness and wakefulness are the core qualities, more than the particular sitting posture itself. So you could be on a cushion or a bench or a chair. You could be lying on the floor or in a supported posture with the knees up. Somewhere where the central column of the body can be long and relaxed, where there's not too much effort to maintain the posture and stillness, but also where you're not likely to zone out or fall asleep as much. Once we have the posture, we let ourselves land in this spot on the earth, in the universe. In this moment, coming into presence, you can come into the felt sense of what time it is where you are in the arc of your day, where you are on the planet, who's nearby. Where the waters are nearby. Where are you in relation to the rivers, the creeks, the oceans, the mountains, the valleys? So we have a sense of the body in its place, in its moment, taking the extraordinary gesture of wakeful stillness. Wakeful stillness really by itself is the preliminary instruction. Wakeful starts with working with our energy. If I'm awake but too restless, I intentionally turn toward calming, relax the body. Feel the release of the out-breath, soften the chest and shoulders, let go. See if I can slow down a bit, set aside any worried thoughts, replace worried thinking and planning with thinking about the body, the breath, and what's here and now. Rather than what will or might happen in the future or what happened in the past. You can think about the breath and the body, feel into balance and bit by bit settle the energy. If, on the other hand, your energy is low or dull, foggy, depressive in any direction or way. Brightening toward a clearer attention, toward a lifted energy. Maybe sit up a little taller, deepen the in-breath, breathe a little faster. Bring in the sense of doing something. So first, wakeful, we steady our energy as best we can. And then stillness. Bring the body to stillness, which really means setting down intentional moving. It doesn't mean setting down the movement of breath and the heart and the many waves of energy through the body. And it doesn't mean trying to still the natural waves and oscillations and swaying that happens in the upper body. It means setting down moving on purpose, really relaxing through the musculature of the arms and legs, relaxing through the face and jaw and shoulders. And with the setting down of physical movement, there can be the setting down of thinking through the stories of our life, the stories of the day. This is the hardest step, of course. Before you try to steady the focus with the breath or any other object, first just set down the thoughts that are running through. Clear the slate of the mind and let the activity of steadying the posture and being right here, let that activity fill the space of the mind. So you think about the breathing, think about sitting with words or without words. Bit by bit with fewer and fewer words. Without trying to get into a special state. Just rest with the mind quiet for a few moments. And then feel the body sitting here in the present, in the here and now. Notice the impulse to think some more and set it down. And rest again with a quiet mind for a few moments. See if you can sustain the quiet mind through an entire breath cycle. So that just the sensations of breathing, the knowing of breathing, the feeling of being present, that is most of what's happening. And around that, a great silence. The silence is really the silence of the mind. And so we'll practice in this way, sitting with an ordinary, bright presence. Just quieting the storytelling mind, the narrator, the worrier. Anytime you notice the impulse toward words arising in the mind, setting the impulse down without following it, listen again for silence. Sustain that silence for the whole length of a breath, and then notice it again, recommit to it, and find a rhythm where you can notice it often enough that there's not room for extra words to sneak in between. And we just stitch together a blanket of inner silence to wrap ourselves in, resting deeply into being here. Resting in wakeful stillness. Bright, soft, available for the sensory world. So we'll sit in silence like this together. to close our sitting, we'll sing the Metta Sutta in English and the five recollections in English. So bringing our recollection to qualities of the path as it unfolds, moment to moment, beginning with tending our actions and our words, opening to the heart of love, and then turning to the unconditioned. Even as we move through our activities, as we sit here in simple presence. So I'll sing the Metta Sutta, and you can read along, sing along, or rest in meditation. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. And then we'll speak together the reminder of the five recollections. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir.